Professor, do you have a moment? I hope you aren't busy. I don't want to take up your time. You devote a lot of time as it is to your students. Are you sure? No. It's not about grades this time. I wanted to talk to you about something a little different. You're already nervous. What do you think I'm going to say? Your eyes are darting around everywhere but me. That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. Do you mind if I sit on your desk? Thanks. Where to begin? You're always so into your work. You put in the extra mile to teach us. Truthfully, understanding science was really hard before I met you. Do you like it when I praise you? Well, you put in so much effort to teach us, like I said. But it's my turn, Professor. Well, what I mean is, even if I don't understand geology and how to explain it, there is one thing you don't know how to do. I tested it. I've been asking more questions in class, trying to get your attention, and I've confirmed it. You just lack a little confidence. Sir, look at me. It's okay. See? Hi. You're as handsome as ever, sir. Oh, don't look away again. Teaching in front of a big class with so many eyes on you, I understand why you might feel a little nervous. Especially if you are new to teaching. But with me, you get even more nervous. I wonder why. Oh, you're stumbling over your words. You never do that in class. Well, I was thinking I could teach you about confidence. It's all right, Professor. Step one is easy. Come on, stand up. But you said you always had time for your students. I want to do this with you. Good. Now, take my hand. And my waist. Don't mind it. The music is just my phone. Yeah, right here. Right now. My, you really are much taller than me. There's no need to be nervous. It's simple. There are only a few steps, so it truly is all about how you hold and watch me. You should be charming. You can do that, can't you? I think you're a natural. You are already very alluring. This foot forward. Now, match my pace. Like this. Somehow, you are good at everything you try. I mean it. Have you ever danced with a girl before? Yet you hold me like you know exactly what you're doing. Professor, look at you. You're already standing so much taller. This is much more fun than grading our tests, isn't it? What's wrong? That was a shorter dance session than I had hoped. I had things planned. Are the tests that important? Let me see. It's fine. I won't tell if you won't. Help me relieve some curiosity. I've always wondered how you grade it. You really insist on marking it up in the blue font, huh? Red font isn't that scary. Wait. You tried to hide it behind another tab. No, not that. I see that too. You aren't slick. My paper. Is it marked up already? Well, I want to see it. But I want to. Shh, come on. It wouldn't hurt. Who would know but you and me? I did pretty well in this one. What part did I get wrong? But that's just a simple spelling error. But Professor, it's close to a perfect grade. And that would make me so happy. You already do so many things that make me happy. This would be another one. And I've been teaching you not to be shy. You're brave enough now, aren't you? Exactly. Right. And nobody would know if you changed my paper ever so slightly before grading it. How would anyone find out? I'd never tell anyone. Just like I won't tell anyone you danced oh, so close to me after class. Hand on my waist, watching me with those eyes. I'd never tell anyone that. Now that you're changing my grade. I'm teasing. Don't be so worried. But I wouldn't mind if you gave me a little boost. It would be our secret. You know, you can be a little shy sometimes, but there's something really special about you. Oh, I wish we had class again tomorrow so I could see you again. What a shame. I guess we'll just have to meet at the coffee shop instead, right? 2 p.m.? I hope you like biscotti.